Rob Taylor.
The Denny Schaefer Show on Q105.
You have Taylor Swift and Ed Sheeran on the Grammys. Numbers are up. Boom, there you go. That's your problem. Yeah. Who's hotter than Taylor Swift and Ed Sheeran? Come on. They're pretty. Nobody's hotter than her.
Justin Timberlake only because the Super Bowl.
He wasn't there either because he's a little busy right now getting ready for Sunday's performance.
Engelbert,
Super Bowl.
Humperdinck.
Sorry, Paul.
No.
All right, it's 7:14. How are you people doing out there? It's Q105. Susie's here. Paul's here. Good morning. Here. I'm Denny. Hi. Nice to meet you. Trisha not in. She'll be off all week. Her 90-year-old father passed away in his sleep over the weekend. What a great run at 90 and you go in your sleep. Does it get any better than that?
Sure.
I know that sounds a little creepy to a lot of you. But anyway.
But think about that, though. Come on.
Yeah, that's the best way to go, dude.
Because he saw his family, 90. A week ago? He saw a lot of family.
Yeah, they had a big family thing like a week before, and then boom, he's like, all right, I'm ready.
Yeah,
ready to go
good.
Back home.
That's awesome.
Anyway, so Trisha will be off all week. But keep her family in your prayers because, you know, she lost her dad. 419-240-1055 to call or text us on the First Insurance Group. Text line. What would you rather have, a great Super Bowl game and crappy commercials or a crappy game and great commercials? I'm the underdog on this. The people that have been texting, they want great commercials. They don't care about the game. What about good snack? What about bad snacks?
Nope.
And good commercials. Got to have the good snacks.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
Partly sunny today with a high of 25. Cloudy chance of light rain or snow later tomorrow with a high of 40. We're at a whopping 16 degrees right here at the Cumulus Compound in Toledo's Q 105. What?
Trump commercials.
Mm-hmm. Do they?
Yeah, do you think in your world, Paul?
Yeah, because if I'm going to hang out and chat with you, we better have some good drink or good snack.
Yeah, I think it's snacks, commercials, game.
Snack, commercials, game?
Yeah,
snacks are the most important. Then the commercials.
See, but it's snack.
Crew of people?
It's 6:30, okay?
Yeah.
What time do you have people come over for the Super Bowl party? 4? 4:30? Because that's when you start snacking, and then you bring out the big guns. At about 6, 5:36, when everybody is ready for the game. You know what I mean? Your ribs or your chicken or your main...
Oh, like more of a main dish?
Your main
something
dish,
more
right?
Than just snacks. Oh, see, I just do snacks the whole time.
What about... See, I like a good chili at my Super Bowl party. A good chili with sour cream, shredded cheese that you can throw in, and Fritos.
Oh, I knew you were going to say the Fritos.
Got to have the Fritos.
Crackers. Oyster crackers.
In your chili?
Heck yeah.
Oh, yeah. I can go for that.
Do you like...
What's your favorite Super Bowl snack?
Do you like Frito scoops, like the wide Fritos?
No.
Or you like the old...
I like old school.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
All
when
right.
I was a kid, we were so poor, we never got those. Ever. We never got chips. Rarely did we ever get chips.
Okay.
And when I would see kids that had the actual Fritos in the little Frito bag, I secretly hated them.
Were you so poor you couldn't pay attention?
No, we weren't poor, but we, we had food, and I'm thankful for that. But we, my lunch when I was in eighth grade, and, I went to Catholic school, and the only thing that was provided for me was a nickel for a chocolate milk.
Nice.
And I would have two bologna sandwiches. That was my lunch every day.
There it is.
There was no snacks and anything around it.
Okay.
Cheez-Its or fruit or little packs.
Hold on.
None of that.
Did you have cheese on your sandwich?
No, we didn't have cheese.
Oh, times are tough.
Yeah, I got news for you. There were no cheese singles back then.
No?
Okay. No. Or if there were, we couldn't afford them.
You know, that's a
funny
thing.
Anyway, what's your favorite Super Bowl snack?
I think it's chicken chunks, isn't it? Or chicken wings. Isn't that the go-to?
Wings.
What is the one thing your Super Bowl party must have?
Big sandwich.
Let's switch over to that.
Okay. I'd be curious.
So text me. What is the one thing you got to have for your Super Bowl party?
Yeah.
Or you're going to get sad.
Okay.
And boo-hoo.
You're going to snack.
What snack do you got to have?
For
me, it's pretty simple. And I'll tell you that coming up. And you can text me at 419-240-1055. All right, we're giving away Forever My Girl movie passes, AMC Theater. The closest AMC Theater is in Findlay. Okay, so if you live in Bowling Green or you're a Findlay listener, and you want those tickets, call the show. I'll ask you a show trivia question. And if you get it right, you'll win a pair of passes to that. We have 5 pair. So if you want a 4-pack, I suppose we could do that or whatever. But I just watched the trailer. This movie is adorable.
Yeah?
I am man enough to say, it's a romantic comedy chick flick. I am man enough to say this is a cute movie, and I'd go see it.
So there you go.
Nice.
All right, so 7:18. It's Q105. What's happening? All right. The flu is out of control. Thank God I got my flu shot. Susan, you're only a sneeze away from somebody contaminating you.
I haven't ever got the flu shot, and I don't intend to.
Okay. Well, here's the deal. There's a lot of people sick. It's one of the worst flu seasons we've had in a long, long time. And people should be staying at home. Many of them are not staying at home. So I have to do a public service here. By the way, a bad cold is not the same as the flu. But if you really do have the flu, there's a lot of things that you shouldn't be doing, and some may surprise you. Okay. Here's one. Skip the cough medicine. No matter how annoying the cough is, over-the-counter medicines aren't going to help. Our Dub, our pediatrician forever, now the kid's doctor, he told us that when they were real little. The over-the-counter cough medicine, it's so minute, the actual cough suppressant that's in the meds, it does nothing for you.
I think it does. The Delsum. Do you guys drink the Delsum?
Well, what do you drink the whole bottle? See, are you drinking
the
whole bottle?
It's the orange flavor, man. It's like a 12-hour cough suppressant.
I just go right to NyQuil.
I remember back in the day, there was all the alcohol and that stuff. You'd be like, you'd be out. Okay. You weren't coughing because you passed out because you drank so much.
Awesome.
Or you took so much. Okay. But no, the cough, you got to get a prescription to get the real cough suppressant. It's just the way it is. Don't take antibiotics. That's a no-brainer because an antibiotic does nothing for the flu because it's caused from a virus.
True.
Only antiviral meds can help. Now, this one here blows me away. Don't lie down.
Oh, that's the best part, though.
No, you need to rest when you have the flu. But when you lie down, it's harder on your lungs.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Try and rest sitting upright to make it easier on your lungs. Plus, you'll feel better and you can breathe better.
You got to get yourself a mountain of pillows behind you to keep. Yep.
Don't give children aspirin. Huh? Kids actually can suffer serious consequences or complications from it. Give them instead Tylenol, ibuprofen for reducing the fever. Yeah, we've always done that with our kids, ibuprofen or Tylenol. Don't drink a hot toddy. Oh, you're taking the fun out of being sick.
Yeah, for sure.
Blows.
Yeah, alcohol may help you sleep, but the truth is it's not good sleep, and it won't last, and it leads to dehydration. Don't take a cold shower, you know, when you're hot and you feel miserable.
Right.
It says you're better off in lukewarm water, not a cold shower. Don't go to work. That's the biggie. That's the problem. But what if you don't have sick days?
Yeah, right.
And bills got to be paid.
Yeah, you got bills.
But that's the biggest thing. Even though it's a no-brainer, so many people go to work, and then they infect everybody at work, or that your kid goes to school. For the love of God, keep your kids home if they have the flu. CDC says wait until you've been fever-free without meds for 24 hours before you return.
There you go. Because those schools are little petri dishes of germs.
Oh, my gosh. They are just like a germ frenzy. All right, we'll get to a break. Oh, people are texting me. What is your must-have when it comes to snacks for your Super Bowl party? 419-240-105. Five. So we'll do that. And if you want to get married on Valentine's Day, text the word arrow to 419-240-1055, and we will marry you and feed you and make it very memorable. All the details coming your way on that. But first, Denny Schaefer for Stem Cell International. Ooh, I had a good run yesterday. I didn't have time for a run on Sunday, so I had a couple days off and running. So I got on the treadmill yesterday, and oh, man, I busted out 4 miles in just over 38 minutes. It was awesome. And why can I do that now when I was told by two different doctors that I will never run again 3 years ago? Well, because I didn't listen to them. And I went to Stem Cell International on Monroe Street, and I had stem cell treatments on my knees. And I tell you, I am so thankful that I did, because no more limping around the station, no more feeling like, oh, man, my running days, they're over. No, they're not. I'm running like a beast on the treadmill, and it's absolutely awesome. So I don't know what you're suffering from, but there may be a way out of your pain that you're living with every day. Right now, it's Stem Cell International, last couple of days of their January special. I'm not sure what they're doing in Feb or if they're doing anything at all, so you might want to get busy and schedule your consultation so you can get in on this. You pay for one knee to get treated, the other knee's for free. You pay for one shoulder, you get the other shoulder for free. Pay for a hip, you get the other hip. Pay for an elbow, the other elbow. You know, your one wrist, you get the other wrist. See where I'm going? One ankle, the other. You get, it's a, you know, buy one, get one free, basically. So check them out online, stemcellinternational.org, and then call them for a free consultation. If you do it today or tomorrow and get it scheduled, they'll honor the January special. All right, so call 419-214-1860, 214-1860. And when you call him, make sure that I, Denny Schaefer, told you to call.